Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change, just rest assured God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly. I want to give you a few quick announcements. Just want to thank God, first of all, for who He is, and we're glad that you're with us today as well. Thank you so much, Father. God bless you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Can't praise Him enough, ladies and gentlemen. Can't praise God enough. Amen. The best is yet to come. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, across the globe, this is the Global Network, Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. So we want you to know you can call in. I want to encourage everybody, because this is tonight is going to change your life, without a doubt. It's probably already happened, but you won't get another change tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That number, 347-843-4559, is the call-in number. We all been tweeting out all day different information, but I want you to put that number out there right now. I'm talking about if the baby got a phone, put the baby on the phone too, as well, all the way up to age 106, whatever it takes, right? Put everybody on the phone tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. This is serious stuff tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Yes, the number, once again, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to read scriptures. We're going to give you the scriptures ahead of time in case you'd like to follow along or read the entire verse and chapter later. I'd love to have you do that, so we're going to do that. In fact, let me give you those right now, as Bishop shared with me earlier. Joshua, ladies and gentlemen, Joshua, the scriptures are going to be read later on, a few minutes. Joshua 1, chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. That's Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. And then we're going to move to Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. Okay? One more time, just for those. This is the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. All right. Amen. I want to get that number out again for those who are joining us. Thank you so much for everybody who's joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule today. Of course, you could be doing some other things, but thank you for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We do honor you, and we honor the pastors, the bishops, the apostles, teachers, and all the people that bring the word of God around the globe. Thank you so much for that. Once again, the number 347-843-4559. I want to go ahead and make sure you put that out there as well. For those who may not want to come on later, you can go to the chat room as well and send your prayer requests in if you like at Men Let's Talk. It's Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Men Let's Talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/Men Let's Talk, our family network. It might be easier for you just to send your prayer request to me via my cell phone. I'll make sure Bishop gets that information as well at 404-401-0233. That is my business cell, 404-401-0233, for those who want to send in their prayer request that way as well. And we're just excited about that. Also, too, we will be opening up the lines for those who do want to mention their prayer requests to Bishop. Just hit star one on your phone later on. We'll be opening up the lines later. So hit star one. Just remember, star one will open up and put you in queue, and we'll bring you on as the Lord leads. Okay? Amen. Well, let's go directly to the word, and after the word, we're going to open up the line for Bishop John Crenshaw to come on. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Joshua. Joshua, first chapter, verses 6 through 9, and then we're going to move to Hebrews 12 and 1. Amen. Let's get started here. Joshua, ladies and gentlemen, says, be strong and of good courage. Amen. I like that part already. Be strong and of good courage, for unto his people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Amen. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it. Oh, man, that's good. Right, that's it right there, guys. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Isn't that powerful right there, ladies and gentlemen? That is so powerful. This book of the law shall not depart from out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therefore day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all things according to that was written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Verse 9, ladies and gentlemen, in Joshua 1 through 6 through 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. Man, that is a powerful scripture. I want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter later. That's Joshua chapter 1, and read the entire scripture there, and let that just get right into your soul. Amen. Hey, we're going to move to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. God bless you today. Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily, so easily beset us, and let us run with patience in the race that is set before us. I love it. And the next scripture, ladies and gentlemen, of Hebrews 1 and 2, verse 2 says, looking, amen, unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, amen, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to just, before we bring on Bishop, you better give God a round of applause in your spirit right now. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, right now I want you to put your hands together also for the man of God, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw, as we open up his mic. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you so much.
Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We glorify you. We lift your name up. We give you all the praise and all the glory because you are God all by yourself. We thank you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you tonight because you're so mighty. You're so gracious. You're so precious. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, because your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, because you was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised the people on them. But with your stripes we were healed. And I thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. You sent your word and it healed them and delivered them from out of all of their trouble. And we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And we put it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We cast down every imagination. We thank you, God, and we plead the blood tonight. We praise your name and we exalt you. We thank you, God, for what you've already done. We thank you for every miracle that you've already performed. We thank you right now. We decree and declare the word of God, because the word of God said the kingdom of God suffer violence, and violence must be taken by force. And we take it by force by speaking the word of God. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your word. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your goodness in the name of Jesus. We praise you, oh God, because you are our everlasting Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the joy of our salvation. You are hope, oh God, and we thank you are the rivers of living water. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are wheel in the middle of a wheel. God, we thank you, Almighty God, that you are for everything. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your healing power. We thank you, God, that you heal tonight, you save tonight, you deliver tonight, you set free tonight. And we praise you, oh God, we magnify you. We will bless your name, we will exalt your name. We will lift your name up in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap and we perceive your word and decree and declare your word. And Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way in the earth realm. Oh God, Father, we are so, we are yours, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are your people. You said in the word of God, the word of God said, the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their trouble. Not some of their trouble, but out of all of their trouble. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word say, oh God, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall come near us, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, yasindorobokonosia. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love and a power and of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, about Sheko Rimia Sandoroboko, Yemalisandroko Nisate. Father, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke your acts, your works in the name name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We adore you. We appreciate you, oh God. Lord, we thank your word. Say, one to put 1,000, two put 10,000 to fight. We call it so tonight. Lord, we thank you as you heal people tonight. You heal their soul, oh God. You renew their strength, oh God. You renew their mind, oh God. You renew them in their soroboko. Father, we thank you, God. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. God, look on that person tonight, God, has lost a loved one, God. Strengthen them, God. Encourage their hearts, soroko. Renia soroboko no seta lepeko no sia. We thank you tonight, Araboshe. There's none like you. There's none with you. There's none beside you. You are the greatest of all. God, Araboshe, kondosia, my name. You are a sinere, kondosanda. Yes, you are a God. You are a King. You are a Lord. You are a refuge. You are a present help now and forevermore. We thank you for what you've already done, God. Will God, Araboshe, kondosa. Ah, God, we praise you, God, that you're delivering your people. We praise you, God. You're setting them free, oh yes, we thank you, Jesus. God, you was wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised, you were bruised, you were bruised, you were bruised, you were bruised for our iniquity. But the chest out of people don't even with your sight. It was your sight that healed him. It was your sight that healed the cancer. It was your sight that healed the high blood pressure. It was your sight that healed the kidney. It was your sight that healed the disease. God, and this indeed your sight that healed those that have been attacked by this plague. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we glory Rosa. God, we thank you for your protection, God. We thank you for your strength that you give your people that's on the front line tonight in the, oh God, in the medical field. Oh God, in the healthcare system, God. Those that are working to feed people, God. Strengthen them and encourage them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, oh God, and be with them, God. Those that are trying to work, oh God, to help those that are sick, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and you strengthen them. You protect them, God. Protect them. Protect their family. Protect their children. Protect their husband and their wives, oh God. Protect their brothers and their sisters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protection of your people everywhere. In every workplace, oh God. Oh God, I'm Oshiko Rotomoko Nia Sandera Bekondo Robea. Ray Nia Soropo Kondi Sinde Beko Ro. Oh God, I'm Sandropo Nia God, we thank you for the testimonies, oh God. We thank you for those that you're raising up, God. We thank you for those that you're delivered and set free. And Father God, in the Mosheko, we thank you, Lord Mosheko. Give your people wisdom in this season. Give your people direction in this season. Give your people instruction in this season. Father God, in the Mosheko, Hamburoko, 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 God, we thank you for that man that thinks he don't need you. Let him know that he can't only, oh God, let him know they need you, Jesus. Everybody needs you, Lord. Everybody needs you, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for that family being tested now, God. We thank you for the husband being tested, that child being tested, that person in the prison that's being tested, the prison in the hospital is being tested. People are being delivered everywhere, God. Those people in the grocery store everywhere, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the workers everywhere, Jesus. We praise you, God, that you provide as never before. God, you use the people to bless people, God. We thank you, Lord, over Sheko no si kamani asata rienero bokondo si meko no sata meko taya rienero siaba. We give you thanks, Alamoshe. We give you praise, Alamokora. God, in the name of Jesus, as you drive out every demon force to the pit of hell, Alamoshe, you drive every Mokondo Sia, every witchcraft worker, every voodoo worker, every dark worker, Alamoshe, Kondosa. We send Rokondosa, Nerea. And I plead the blood of Mokondosa. I plead the blood of the Beshe, Kondosa. God, I plead the blood of the Eko. And I thank you, Lala Moshe, Garaba, Garoko, Garala Moshe, Koralaba, look at Moshe, look on the Yasata, Lebo, Kondosa, look on the people that are praying, God, look on your prayer warriors everywhere. God, continue to strengthen them, continue to bless them, God, continue to bless their family. families of Mokorate, Baranamoshe. God bless your people everywhere, everywhere, all over the world, Lord. Look over the world, God. We need you as never before. We need you. We thank you for revival breaking out, God, in our spirit, man. We thank you for revival breaking out all over the world, God. People will be saved like never before. People will be delivered like never before. People will be drawn to you like never before. We thank you, God. We call it so. God, we thank you, God, when you're a little say, act like opening up the old God, and they're opening up the country, they're working up the workplace. God, you're opening up the floodgate for souls. You're opening up the floodgate for woes. You're snatching people out of the hell of the curse of the devil, God. We thank you. You're sending them by the millions, oh God. You send them from all walks of life. You send them the wealth, the riches, and the poor in between, oh God. You send them, oh God. We go Sunday, Kondosia. We thank you for a revival, God. Moshe. We thank you for the Moshiko, Rama, Heko, Rate, Ata, Isha, the Roboko, Dosa. We thank you for the backsliders coming back to you, God. We thank you, Lala Moshe, Biasa. We thank you, God. We glorify you, Sunday. We magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Keep our minds stayed on you. Keep our minds at perfect peace. Keep us walking up right before you, God. Keep us meek and humble, oh God. Wash us, cleanse us, purify our hearts, oh God. And Father, we're so roko, Rabbi. We owe it all to you, Tina Bakea. We give you glory and we give you praise. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that's the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for the planet, ladies and gentlemen, praying for those in need and those that the prayer has brought forth today. God bless you all. Give God a round of applause in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we want to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. If you have a prayer request you'd like to share or with Bishop and others on the line there, just hit star one on your phone. Star one will give you some time to do that. Hit star one on your phone if you have a special prayer request, or you can send that in to us a little later on via text or via email. So my phone number is 404-401-0233. You can text me, and we'll make sure Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw get your prayer request, or you can email me at menletstalk@gmail.com, menletstalk@gmail.com. That's prayer requests and time right now. And hit star one on your phone. I'll put you in queue, and we'll give you some time as well. God bless you. Amen. 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 And we know there's a lot of prayer already gone up, a lot of prayer unknown and spoken. So we know God knows everything about that. So praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving, and we will send this back over to Bishop and as well. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God tonight for every soul that is on the line. We thank God for every prayer request, knowing that God is a man that he cannot lie, nor the son of man that he hath to repent. God says anything, he shall bring it to pass. And we give you thanks.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw, the wife of Bishop John Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for that prayer tonight. And I encourage those who are listening, praise God, let us be tenacious and on fire to ask God, praise the Lord, as they begin to open this country back up, Father, in the name of Jesus, that he will release his angels over this country. He release his angels over this country, and that you would ask God for a strategy in your family, over your home, over your personal life. What is your strategy? What is your strategy? Earlier this today, I encourage you that can to go back and just look at my Facebook page and look at the ministry that came on just a few minutes ago, and it talked about how the enemy, praise God, the Egyptians had a strategy. They had something in mind when they fed the children of Israel garlic, onions, cucumbers, melon, and fish. Their agenda was to keep them strong, to be able to keep them enslaved for their own personal strategic agenda. I'm saying this tonight because the enemy always has a why, and he always has a strategy. But we as the people of God, we need a strategy. And if we notice in that same scripture, in Numbers 11:5 and in this sixth verse, it said that the children of Israel began to complain because the Lord gave them manna from heaven. They were accustomed to the garlic, the onions, and whatever. What is the rhema that we put out of this scripture? When God wants to give us a fresh word from heaven, and it's not like what we're accustomed to, we sometimes want to reject that word. God was giving them fresh manna from heaven that fed them from a more spiritual perspective, so they would be able to be strong in the things of God. Yes, they received the garlic, they got the onions, they got the cucumber and the melon. There's a reason for that in the natural, but God has a word for you in the spirit. Let us hold fast to the word of God. Let us not throw away fresh manna that comes from heaven, a fresh word that comes from heaven. Don't throw it away because we are so accustomed to being fed only in the flesh, being fed only in the flesh, being fed only in the flesh. Hallelujah. And then when we're fed in the flesh, we need to pay attention to what we're feeding even our flesh with. Even the Egyptians had that much knowledge to know to give the children of Israel the right ingredients to make them strong. How about you? How about we as a people of God that was learned to pay attention, that we pray, God, that our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. So my prayer is tonight that we pray for strategy. We pray for strategy. We need to start tonight praying for strategy because, amen, we know that the enemy has a plan already cooked up behind what man has called his strategy. But every believer needs a strategy for the coming weeks, days that are ahead of us. God bless you, Elder Kevin. Back to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, the wife of Bishop John Crenshaw, who gave us a powerful prayer. Bishop, also, too, I wanted to share with you, we have folks texting in as well. Two things, as you know, the Word of God says, forsake not the assemblance of ourselves. So the prayer is that the spiritual homes around the globe get back to the churches where we can fellowship together in the Lord. That was one prayer, Bishop. And the other one is similar to what Dr. Crenshaw just prayed about, making sure when all this comes to a hit, you know, end, that we'll be ready to experience the new normal and react according to God's timing and to God's action as well. So that was two different prayers there, Bishop, that we wanted to show. And one is for us to get back as fellowship of the saints together, and the other one is to make sure we are ready when the new normal comes back, that we'll be ready to do what God has told us to do during this downtime, during the pandemic. So, Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Father, we thank you tonight for your word. And God, we thank you, God, your word gives us wisdom as we follow your instructions and your direction. Father, we thank you, even as we go back, praise God, start going back into the kingdom of God, the churches, what we call churches. Let us be familiar with the voice of God. Let us be familiar and listen to the voice of God and be obedient, not just to go to say I've been to church, but back to the natural normal ways. But Lord, let us have a strategic plan so that we will walk in a place with God that we never walked before, that we will walk in a lifestyle with God that we have never been before, that we'll live such a way that people around us will be transformed by the way that we live and by the things that we do according to the word. And Father, we thank you for everyone that has requests as you continue to bless those requests and bless those people and open doors as never before. And God, give us the wisdom that this time that's alive ahead in our lives, that we will be more sensitive to your voice and obedience to your word, and even in the thing that you give us, that we will hold fast to the promises of God. And God, even as your people have been given blessings and been given, Lord, let us save some of our resources. Let us save. Let us be wise that we don't wasted or we don't spend it just because we have it. But God, let us be wise about it. Praise God, as we go. And we give you thanks, and we all glory. It goes to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. God bless you. We're excited about what God is doing in your life right now. I love it. Praise God. And we're going to come back to Bishop to close us out. But, guys, we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to switch over and move into our health segment with the awesome and beautiful Miss Shekinah Day, the daughter of Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Sister Day, you are up. God bless you.
Hello. So a lot of times we hear different terms regarding herbs and the foods that we eat. So sometimes you may hear someone say that it has a lot of different properties, such as antibacterial, antidepressant. So I'm just going to go through some of those terms and define what that actually means. So sometimes you may hear that a herb has anti-anxiety properties. So it actually helps calm anxiety. One herb that helps with that is lemongrass as well as lavender. So it helps you relax. So that's a good, those are two good herbs that you can actually take in the evenings before bedtime. You can actually utilize the essential oils and put them in a diffuser and let them, diffuse throughout your home and things of that nature. Another thing you may hear is antibacterial. So something that has antibacterial properties actually fights bacteria. You may also hear antimicrobial. So antimicrobial is a little different because it acts as an antibacterial, as an antiviral, as well as an antifungal. So it actually can fight against all three of those different types of organisms, viral, bacterial, or fungal. Now, some of the things that and some of the herbs or vegetables or things that you may run into that may have those properties are things such as lemongrass. That is one herb that you can find that has those properties, as well as garlic. As you earlier, you heard Dr. Crenshaw mention that. That is a good antimicrobial, natural antimicrobial substance that actually has all of those benefits that you can actually, you can eat the clove of garlic by itself. I know sometimes this is very spicy, but like say, for instance, if you're suffering from a cold or congestion or whatever, you can actually, just eat a clove of garlic, or you can mince it up and add it to some local honey and take it as like a cough syrup. So there's a lot of different things that you can utilize. Another thing is you may also hear that it is analgesic. So something that's analgesic, it actually relieves pain. So one herb that actually can help with headaches is peppermint. So whether you're using the actual dried peppermint and you're putting that in a tea or some hot water and steeping it to make your tea, or you can actually use the essential oils again and utilize that. So there's a lot of different properties out there and a lot of different definitions that there are so many benefits from a lot of the foods and vegetables and things of that nature that we're consuming. Just making sure that we're, eating things that are real food. And what I mean by real food is something that's, okay, one ingredient that comes from the earth or maybe come from an actual animal, but not necessarily things that are processed. So nothing that's made in a manufacturing plant or whatever the case may be. So those are the things that you want to think about when you're eating your foods, making sure that you're eating whole foods, things that are fresh fruits and vegetables, things that are living. And that's how we want to think. Eat living foods because that's what your body needs. And your body will be able to heal and recover and boost your immune system naturally. All right. Thank you. Back to you, other
Thank questions. You so much. Thank you so much, Sister Day. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Shekinah Day, ladies and gentlemen. We want to encourage you guys to do your research, right? Do your research on everything she has shared with you today. It's all Google. You can Google it and check it out as well, okay? We'd love you to do that. Also, too, Bishop, we do have a caller. I want to make sure we don't leave anybody out. on that. We're going to mention only your last four digits because we are on the World Wide Web. Last four digits as well coming up. Caller 6162. You have a comment or a prayer request.
On the bed.
Amen. Caller 6162, you're live on the air. God bless you. Amen. Caller 6162, you're live on the air. Last four digits. Amen. God bless you. All right. We'll keep it moving here. And we can continue to pray and let people know that we do love you and keep it moving. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you.
Praise God. We thank your Lord for everybody and all the information about healthy food, healthy eating, and keeping away, stay healthy, and continue to do those things that will keep us healthy in our bodies and our spirit, man, continue to be healthy by the word of God. And Father, we thank you as you continue to bless your people all over this world. God, we thank you for the change being made in our spirit, man, and our natural lives as well. We thank you, God, as you continue to bless your people and direct us and keep us in your will, your perfect will. And Lord, we forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw and Shekinah Day on our health tips. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. We didn't want to keep you too long, but we do want to be sensitive to the Spirit of God so you be blessed and there be a change. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to let you know that the Lord willing, we'll be back here Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday morning, 8 a.m., and then Sunday evening again, 8 p.m. Lord willing, we'll be back with you. I want you guys to share out what the Lord is doing on the network, because this is his network, but it's also your network as well. We all work together to encourage you in the things of God. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And let's give God, can't do enough, but let's give God a round of applause again. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, we're going to get going here, but I want to leave you with another powerful message from Babby Mason. She opened us up with Pray On, but there is another powerful song called Pray, and we want to leave that with you today. But remember, guys, to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We want you to have a powerful rest of the evening in the Lord. Talk to him before you rest. Talk to him when you wake up, and talk to him the rest of the week coming up. We want everybody to have a powerful and productive week this upcoming week, and do what you can to help others, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great time to witness. Great time to witness for the Lord. Ask people about their souls. Ask people about how they're really doing, and let the Spirit of God move to help them in the ways that only he can. All right. Thank you so much. Hey, this has been Elder Kevin Vaughn with you on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the network. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Remember, the Father will never leave you or forsake you. Bye-bye.
So pray. Come on, everybody, pray. Oh, pray. My brother, my sister, pray. For the Father is listening when you pray. So pray. If God's people who are called by
Lord.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another great time, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank you so much for joining us. And let's leave with a round of applause for the Almighty God. There's only one. Only one. I love it. Take care, everybody.